Hello, and welcome to the Computing Conversations column. This column is from the October 2012 issue by Tripoli Computer and is titled The Apache Software Foundation, Brian Bellendorf. There is supporting video material for this column that you can find in the IEEE Computer Society YouTube channel or in the IEEE Digital Library. I'm the editor of the column, and I'm Charles Severance from the University of Michigan. The Apache Software Foundation is seen by many as the leading example of how an open-source software foundation should run. The ASF comprises more than 160 open-source projects, each with a team of volunteers responsible for the design, planning, and development of software tools in a wide use in millions of technology projects worldwide. These tools include software like the Tomcat Java-based web server, the HTTPD web server, the Lucene search engine, the Hadoop distributed computing engine, the Apache Shindig open social implementation, and many others. Apache provides a meeting point where engineers from large companies like IBM, Google, Yahoo, and Sun, and Oracle work as volunteers along with talented individual contributors to build open source software infrastructure. The group that would become the ASF got its start in 1995 when the National Center for Supercomputing Applications, NCSA, dropped support for its open source web server, HTTPD. As Bellendorf describes it,
"We got our start in the early days of the web as a group of disaffected webmasters who were using a piece of freely available web software, but I had difficulty with it. We were fixing bugs. We were sharing these bug fixes with each other, like baseball trading cards, if you will, these patches, as it's called. And one day we discovered the group that put out the web server that we were using basically folded when all their developers left to go join a brand new company called Netscape. So a bunch of us decided that, hey, we're dependent upon this software. We don't want to become full-time web server developers, but we want to be able to use this thing that we've had for free and be able to improve it and all that kind of stuff. We looked at the license of the code, and the license said, here's the software, do whatever you want with it. Don't blame us when it breaks, right? We said, hey, that's a pretty good bargain. Why don't we pass the same bargain on to the next group of people, right? So we formed a mailing list, right? And this was mostly, again, webmasters and people working at some early internet service providers or website design companies or places like Amazon or the Internet Movie Database. And we combined our patches together and decided to call it a patchy server for that reason, and went forward. And really the model of how we worked was based upon kind of us as a group, as peers, proposing ideas, you know, vetting each other's ideas and patches and fixing bugs, you know, as a group, as a team.
The Apache web server's popularity grew along with the web, and it was able to keep up with as well as fuel the rapid online innovation occurring in the late 1990s. Because the people who made up the Apache community were working at organizations pushing the leading edge of web application technologies, it's natural that the Apache web server had the latest and greatest features. In 1998, the community decided that it was important to create a more formal legal structure around its software efforts, so it formed the nonprofit ASF on June 1, 1999. It's impressive that the group was able to coordinate its efforts without a formal legal structure or centralized governance for nearly 5 years.
It turns out to be not that hard to be able to work together when people have the same common goal, which is, let's build a product that does all this great stuff. One thing that we did do that made it easy to make some of these decisions was to have a very modular API, which made it easy for us to be able to say, hey, if you want that special cool feature, do it as a separate thing and make it successful, and we'll decide whether to bring this into the product once it's become successful or not.
The ASF creators made sure to build a set of operating principles into the organization that were based on their experience of working together successfully. Core to those founding principles was that people had to work together as volunteers and peers. Because no member of the group could hold anything over any other member of the group, there was no need to layer any kind of formal structure on top of a project's activities or assign team members official positions or job titles.
Style of leadership isn't so much one of control and plotting, you know, moves ahead of time, but instead one of being able to get people on your side, convince them that you're the you're going to value their efforts, value their the contributions that they make.
And that's really the story, I think, of kind of successful open source projects writ large, which is people working together on common technologies to solve common problems so they can go off and make money on other places, or so they can have fun. They can try new ideas. They can, you know, be experimental, right? And that's really the same story of Apache and of Linux and all these other open source projects.
Beyond using a flat organizational structure within projects, the Software Foundation also has a liberal license on its software. The Apache license encourages anyone to make copies and or alter and redistribute their own version of the software, even if the new version isn't open source. This approach to intellectual property allows companies like Google, IBM, and Oracle to let their best engineers work on a proprietary version of a web server and also still contribute freely to a parallel open source version of that same software. They can maintain their unique proprietary features and integrations and also leverage the talent available across an open source team. Increasingly, companies view Apache as a natural place to contribute their proprietary code when they see no further reason to hide their product's source code. The Apache Tomcat Java-based web server was originally developed at Sun Microsystems as a proprietary product and then later contributed to Apache. The Apache Shindig project is an open-source reference implementation of the Open Social API pioneered by Google. Apache makes it quite natural for a company to interact with the open-source community in a way that brings significant value both to the community and to the company. A core value of Apache is that everyone participates because they want to be there, not because they were coerced. Another core value is that Apache does not feel the need to be the only open source organization. Anyone has the right to make a copy of the entire codebase and move it to another open source organization. Making a copy and starting a new thread of development is called a fork of the software. According to Bellendorf,
an open source license, like we had on ours, that Linux has, etc., carries with it something called the right to fork, which means that if I were to go all, you know, Colonel Kurtz on the project and start saying, we're going to go here, you know, and no one else wanted to follow, well, all of those other people could decide to pick up the code and go start a different project somewhere else, you know, if they couldn't kick me out, which is probably what they would have tried to do first, right? This right to fork, you know, means that you don't have to have any tolerance for dictators. You don't have to deal with people who make bad technical decisions. You know, you can take that future into your hands. And if you find a group of other people who agree with you, you can go on and create a new project around it. So I think that rule, that right to fork, limits the kind of excesses that we see whenever we start to talk about how do groups make decisions and conflict arises. How do you deal with that conflict?
Many organizations have worked to adopt open source approaches to management and leadership for internal projects. In 1999, Bellendorf founded CollabNet along with Tim O'Reilly of O'Reilly Publishing to help companies apply open source principles within their own organizations. In a way, the ASF has grown up alongside the web, but it eventually emerged to be one of the predominant sources of infrastructure for building large-scale web applications. Because this infrastructure has been built as open source, everyone can use best-of-breed tools without having to worry about cost. Having these powerful tools available has greatly contributed to the culture of innovation that keeps the web evolving. This column is from the October 2012 issue of IEEE Computer and is titled The Apache Software Foundation, Brian Bellendorf. There is supporting material for this column that you can find in the IEEE Computer Society YouTube channel or in the IEEE Digital Library. I'm the editor of the column, and I'm Charles Severance from the University of Michigan.